USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Hurricane Sally set to make landfall late Tuesday or early Wednesday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is reminding everyone.
The thing about Hurricane Sally is that it's been very unpredictable. The place at which it's going to hit landfall has been very unpredictable. It was less than 48 hours ago when Sally was moving 12 to 13 miles an hour. And it slowed down, and typically when these storms slow down in the Gulf of Mexico, they tend to intensify significantly.
The governor speaking there on Fox News. President Trump is cheering a historic deal that normalizes relations between Israel, Bahrain, and the UAE. The president saying Israel will get what they've wanted for a long time.
What Israel is getting and what we're all getting, but what Israel is getting more than anything else is peace.
A ceremonial signing taking place at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The sheriff of Los Angeles County is asking a prominent Black Lives Matter supporter to step up. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Authorities are now offering a $175,000 reward for information leading to the person who shot two L.A. County deputies over the weekend, an unidentified gunman ambushing them as they were sitting in their police vehicle, the two now in critical but stable condition, and they're expected to survive. The sheriff is urging LeBron James to step up and match that $175,000 reward to double it.
Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri says the United States should reject a proposed partnership between Oracle and TikTok that would allow for continued Chinese regime control over the app and consequently endanger American national interests. Hawley also asking the Treasury to take a more critical look at the deal. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The town of Lancaster, Pennsylvania was rocked with riots after the police shooting of Ricardo Miguel Munoz. When word spread of an officer killing a man, protests broke out Sunday and continued into Monday night. The Lancaster County District Attorney releasing the body cam footage of the incident, which shows Munoz charging the officer with a knife in his hand. The officer first ran away to put distance between him and Munoz, but then drew his weapon and fired and killed the man. 13 people have been arrested after the police station was damaged and stores were defaced. Now, regarding all this violence in the streets, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes...
We've had 4 months where Democrats have refused to condemn this kind of terrible anti-police rhetoric, signs calling for the police to be defunded or even attacked. And
airline losses continue to mount with COVID-19. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
Aviation is amongst the industries hardest hit by the global pandemic, a reality illustrated as major U.S. carriers tallied another round of massive losses due to havoc wrought by COVID-19. U.S. Airlines reported a second quarter after-tax net loss of over $11 billion, double their collective $5.2 billion loss in the first quarter. The steep drop in travel has forced carriers to dramatically reduce their flight capacity and rendered tens of thousands more employees unemployed.
More news can be found on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.